ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there.
Hi everybody, this is Frozen Vinegar the podcast. You're welcome. Today I have two beautiful people in my midst and they are going to introduce themselves, and I will start with the lady. So yeah, who do I have with me today?
Hi, my name is Angelina. The Rastaman's daughter, so yeah, that's me.
And
hi, I'm Richmond.
Why are you laughing?
And and that's it. The Rastaman's son, yes.
Bro. Okay. Today once again we're here to rant and, you know, give you all the tea in relation to every other thing we're about to talk about. So yeah. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. So today we are talking about depression and related issues, and I feel like my guests do have a lot to say, so I'm going to be asking the questions and they are going to be giving me answers, and then later we will rant about certain things. So I feel like I should give the clear-cut definition of depression, because if you missed the first season, then I'm probably sure you don't know what exactly it is that we do and what we talk about. So I'm going to go over it once and then have my guests do their thing, basically. So depression is defined as a health disorder characterized by persistently depressed moods or loss of interest in activities, causing a significant impairment in daily life. So I am here to talk to my people about it, and we're doing a hot take on depression, and then we'll do the rants, as I've said already. So Angie, yeah, what do you think depression is, and what is your take on it?
For starters, I think depression is like a real thing that really affects a lot of people, but then how it would affect you would be different from how it affects me. And most of the times, I mean, nowadays, it has become like really invalid, because like everyone wakes up and it's like, I'm depressed. And then I'm like, do you even know what you're saying? Because I can't remember, one guy told me that last sem he was really like having sex a lot and he couldn't go to class because of this girl. And then this time I meet him, like, yo, what's up? It's like, Charlie, I make depressed. And I'm like, Charlie, the girl know they come again. And I'm like, yo. So because of that, you're depressed. So like, that has become his regular greeting. Like, yo, what's up, Charlie? I make depressed. Like, Charlie, it's like, So because of that, it's making you depressed. So now it's really affecting those who are like, real legit depressed. Because like, if I tell you I'm depressed and then, like, I'm really going through something, like I've really like lost interest in lots of things, you wouldn't believe me, because everyone is just using depression to cover up their nonsense too as well. So yeah, so it's really a real thing, and then we must actually pay more attention to it.
Okay, Mr. Richmond. Okay, so the same question, what do you think about depression? Give me like a quick hot take on what depression is and how you really feel about it. You do psychology, so please. Yes, I'm selling you out here, so please. I'm selling you out, so please give us, you know. Please, you dear, break it down, because some of us, we didn't go to good schools like that, okay? Okay.
Okay, so I will not give the clinical definition of depression. I'm just going to speak in layman's term for the purpose of this discussion. So depression is one of the most serious things we have in the world right now, and then it is one of the things we also overlook so much in this our generation. And it's terrible that if somebody tells you that they are depressed, the answer you give them, as I probably give them, is, oh, don't be depressed. And I'd be like, oh, how didn't I think about this? But then it is very, very serious. Now, depression, how does depression come? It comes by you being disappointed in something, or you not getting something you want, or you being laden with a lot of problems. Could be family, could be friendships and other things, relationships. It is just a cocktail of things that causes depression, but in the end, how do you know that you are depressed? When you are overeating, when you are undereating, when you are in bed all the time, when your human interactions have become very terrible, you've lost interest in a whole lot of things, you don't even want to go chilling with your friends, you don't want to go to church, you feel exactly, you don't pick up calls, you feel as though everybody is quote unquote trash to you, and so they don't really deserve you, or you don't really need to go in them. So that is what depression is. Now, we were talking about how to treat depression, but for now, that is what depression is. Thank you.
Thank you for your submission. Okay, so I'm going to ask this question, and I hope nobody beats me, but Angie, have you been depressed before? If you have, do you want to share? If you don't want to, that's fine, but like, if you can give an instance where you have been depressed, or if you're comfortable with that, why not?
So I think depression is like relative to everyone, because the forms that we all experience like are different. So I think I have. And that was last two sims or so. Like, from nowhere, I started getting this like serious allergies. Like, serious. Like, right from like my scalp to my feet. And then it was like everywhere. And imagine like working on Legon campus, like main campus, with quote unquote like leprosy on your skin. And then everyone is trying to look at you like, what is wrong with you? Like, people literally look into your soul for answers. I'm like, can you just ask me than like looking at me like that? It makes me feel like very uncomfortable. So with that, and then being in political science class, you know, like the numbers. So I was like, I'm the type who goes to class and sits in front. But because of that, I'd sit at the back. And like at the back, even like the back is like way withdrawn from people. I still sit at the edge where I won't get, excuse me, let me pass, can you please shift, I don't want that. So like, I still have places where nobody will touch me, nobody talk to me, and I couldn't go see my friends, I couldn't go to church. So like, I was really withdrawn, like just in my space. And still people were like, yo, your confidence level was like, it's not on this earth, because if I was having this condition, I'm not sure I'll even come to school. I'll stay at home for everything to be gone. And my cousin had the same issue. Like, we're actually in the same month. Everyone was having the same like allergies. So it was quite different. And she really had like serious phase of depression. And she was offline, no social media. And she's like, how are you even doing this? Because you're still like, it's a one campus. How people look at you and everything. I'm like, I don't look depressed, but then right now my human interaction has really gone down. I don't want to talk to people. If people can't touch me again, even up to now, when someone touches me, I feel like really uncomfortable. Like, why are you touching me? Like, don't hug me. I don't want to go out anymore. And the mixture with Corona. So since like last two sims, I've not been out. Like, if you know me, you know that I really like going out. And then this time around, that's really, really like calmed down. So yeah, I had like a taste of it, and I really wish it's nothing. It's something I don't even wish for my worst enemy. So it's a real thing. And then being depressed in an African home doesn't mix.
It's the worst.
Like, you can't even tell your mom you're depressed, because how are you? I mean, I told my friend that like I'm depressed because the allergies were like, this week is fine. The next week, it's like all over like my body again. And then I'm like, yo, I'm tired of this thing. Like, I don't know what to do. And I tell my friend that I'm depressed. Like, why are you depressed? Like, how is this thing making me depressed? I'm like, so I just had to end the conversation because you're not in my shoes. You know what is going on. Yeah, like, can you come down to my level for once? And then everyone is like, we know you. You don't even seem depressed. You can't be depressed. Like, so what is depression to you? Because like, it looks like you are doing your normal things, so you're not depressed. And I couldn't even tell my mom that this is the way I'm feeling, because apparently I'm getting food, I'm sleeping, and then I'm going to school and things.
Yeah,
so yeah, so fine. Why am I depressed? So it's really something else.
Okay, so Mr. Richmond, have you been depressed before? And if you have, if you don't mind, could you share an experience? If you haven't been depressed, sure, but if you have, okay.
I don't think I've had an instance where depression has tried overcoming my life. Yeah, I've not been depressed before. It's actually nice to not be depressed. I don't know. I think I accept situations as they are, and I get over stuff really fast. So that's it. I don't think I have been depressed, and I can't really care about a lot of things too. So yeah, no depression. Cool vibes. Yeah.
How does it feel to be God's favorite? Like, I'm just asking because I mean, like, fine, depression is relative and whatever it is, like, and so on. But you see, sometimes it's hard. It's really hard because people they are being very, I feel like it's a human thing where everybody's being selfish one point or the other, because I mean, like, you get it. So someone is like, oh, I haven't been depressed before, like, because they haven't been in that situation before.
It's how they ask the question, and then how it's like, why are you depressed? Like, imagine being like the liveliest person like people know, and then I mean, with what I do, I can't even stay offline for some time because I have to be online. And then one time someone was like, we are always online, so it's like, yeah, the friend that when we need, like when we text, you know that, oh, she'll be online, yeah. And then, like, I wake up to your status because, like, I'm watching memes, those things. So, if I stop posting for, like, a week, everyone's like, yo, like, what is going on? Yeah, so when I'm, like, I'm depressed, like, what is wrong with you? Like, how are you depressed? It's the same way when you tell people that I'm shy, I can't be like, why are you shy? You cannot be shy. So, instead of seeing that, people should actually, like, yeah, like, oh, what is wrong with you? What is happening? is it school, is it family, is it this, I'm here, you can't talk to me. But people don't really have that thing, like, and it's really serious, because that alone could push someone like 10 feet into the depression. So we should really watch how we sometimes like tackle these issues.
Yeah, but the thing with that too is, it's not everybody that you should talk to.
Well,
that one there is there. It's not everybody that you should talk to, because I mean, like, someone is there to know your business and go and broadcast it. That one there, idea. So I feel like you should pick and choose the people you decide to talk to when it comes to things like this, because it's not everybody that's your friend. This thing I would say all the time, it's not everybody that's your friend. But even if you don't care about it, try and be a bit more human when it comes to things like this. Mr. Richmond, please, do you want to educate us a bit before we move on?
I think that even talking to somebody and the person disappointing is also part of why we have depression, because sometimes we trust people too much and then we tell them every single thing, and then we find out our troubles are just broadcasted. Now it's
before you realize you'll be on the
TL. Yes, before you realize your matter is there, and you are the anonymous they are talking about, and they know that you know that it is me, like it is Richmond they are talking about, but then it is anonymous, so you can't say anything about it. But that's terrible, and that's a way depression also comes. So know who to talk to. I think we'll be getting to how to overcome depression, but then for now you shouldn't trust anybody, but then trust somebody.
But what I really don't get with the TL thing, like I think somewhere last year depression really became like a huge topic on the TL, and then it's like I got tired of it, because you scroll through, like, you try to refresh your TL, and then depression. It's like,
yeah, so you get triggered by what.
Can you seeing. People stop? Like, it's not really affecting me that I'm seeing. Like, I like the fact that people are talking about depression, but there's this particular girl on the TL that I know personally, okay? And then I feel like you have friends, so why don't you talk to you? Like, you. I know she has best friends, so like, why don't you talk to people that you trust? But any small thing, when it comes to even body shaming or being single, she chips in depression, and then I'm like, sis, like,
what are you doing?
can you? I'm not finding a way, but then
can you relax?
Can you be realistic for something, like, quote and unquote? Because it's get like you're making it. Too much, like, you not being able to find a boyfriend has nothing to do with depression. I mean, let's face facts. Maybe there's something you're not doing. You're literally bouncing all the boys that are coming, even the good ones, and then you tweet that, because I'm depressed, I'm not finding a boy or something because of. My body, because of my, like, it's too much.
Let me cut in. That thing where you're like, because I'm depressed, I'm not getting somebody, blah 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 blah. Please stop. Because I feel like if you were doing something right, or if you had stopped doing something to yourself, you would find somebody. But this has nothing to do with relationships in the first place. You shouldn't. Okay, well, you're sometimes this thing, sometimes people drive themselves into depression. You drive yourself into depression because you're looking at what other people are doing, and then you keep asking yourself, God, when? You see, you do God when, and then it becomes God, you know what, anyhow you will do it. Let it come to me, because I deserve nice things too. But you don't know what's happening to that person who has those nice things. You don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but that's what you want. Maybe behind the scenes they are beating the girl low key. You don't know, but that's what you want, and that's what you get, because I mean, you're driving yourself into premature depression, if that's a thing. Like, you get what I mean? I mean, why would you push yourself there. Oh, today I don't have. Hey, everybody's posting love things on the TL. Love go be. Oh, hey, God, when? That kind of thing. And then you push yourself. You sit in your room the whole day and you start thinking about how lonely you are and how nobody wants you. But that's not the thing. You're doing that to yourself. If you had used that time to do something profitable, you'd not be here crying and come onto the TL and come and. You'll be tweeting recklessly and making the rest of us look very insensitive.
Even the person's friends. I'm like, and then when the person does like, I'm here. Why are you not telling me?
Why are you not telling
me? And you say, I don't have friends. Like, bitch.
So am I a mannequin or something? Because I don't get it. Because I mean, like, if you're going through something and then you can't trust me enough to tell me, then why am I your friend? Like, I'm not forcing you to tell me your business. That one, I mean, there should be some mystery attached to our friendship. But if it has to do with your mental health and your well-being, where I will be affected in the long run, I don't see why you should hide it from me. If I cannot help you, the best I would say is, let me take you to therapy.
Yeah.
I don't see why you should go on the TL and say, I don't have friends, when your friends are sitting back. And let me tell you, I'm that kind of friend who would not tolerate being denied outside. Honestly, I mean, you can fool with me, you know, indoors all you want, say, oh, you are this, you are that, but I mean, like, if you need me to be there for you, I'll be there for you. But if it gets onto the CEO that, oh, I don't have friends, then you truly don't have friends, because I don't see my use in your life anymore. Do you get it? So I feel like a lot of people drive themselves into depression because of other people's situations. And I've said this thing before. If I know sometimes it is very hard to control your depression, but where you can control it, please do that. Don't put yourself in situations where you would get depressed. You see somebody and his girl on the TL, and then you start making a lot of reckless tweets and then tweeting at your exes who have not done anything to you. I'm not subbing anybody. If I've subbed you, take it. I mean, whoever the slipper fits will be the Cinderella. I don't mind, because I don't understand how you can be there, see somebody living their life, which might be fake by the way, and then you come and sit on the CEO and start crying, and then make the rest of us who are looking for interesting things to read look bad when we tell you that your arguments, wherever it is, holds no water. Do you get what I mean? I mean, it's annoying, really, because I don't understand why you would do something like this. And then when we call you out for it, you say we are being, what was the word that was used? It was, yeah, someone told me I was being inconsiderate because I told the person that what you are doing doesn't make any sense. You have friends, right? I'm using this one as an example. You have friends who would be there for you no matter what. You don't come on the TL and come and say, I don't have friends and I'm depressed because I can't find a man. Have you asked yourself why you can't find a man? Like, have you asked yourself? Have you looked deep within yourself? Maybe go and ask your exes why they left you. I'm sorry, but yeah. So let's do the how to deal. Yeah, Mr. Adebu.
So how to deal with depression? It's coming out of depression is much more practical. Now, the first one is to talk to somebody. So if you are having an issue and then you feel like you can rant, most of the times all it takes for you to get out of whatever you are going through is to talk. Most of us don't really feel comfortable talking about a lot of things that affect us. But then again, if you have friends that you trust, then you should talk to them. If you have friends and you don't trust them, then you should probably see a therapist or a counselor, because that is the work they do, and they have been put there to understand you even when nobody understands you. Now, apart from that, there are other practical ways of getting out of depression. You see, the first thing okay, I as I said, I have not been depressed before, but then I have had things coming closer to depression. I've had events that have brought me closer to depression. I've felt the heat, but then I've not really been in it. So you have to be practical about it. Get busy. Do things that will occupy you. That being said, it doesn't mean go and drink. It means do something profitable with your life. You can choose to start working out, take an online course or something. Just be productive and make sure that in being productive, you are being active about it. Check your eating habits. You should eat healthily. That means, okay, when most people are depressed, the ice cream, the junk food is a lot. So check your diet. You should be able to eat much more healthily. You should eat healthy. You should make sure that whatever you are eating is healthy and then in the right dose. That means you shouldn't overeat and then undereat. And it is you taking a bold step towards that. It all comes with the discipline. You understand? Yeah. So it's the little I can say about it. It fixes it, and I'm not saying that it is a general something. I am saying it because it has worked for a lot of people, and so you try it. It might work for you. Now, if it doesn't, then that is why you need to go and see the therapist, because the therapist could give you much more insight about what is happening to you. You need somebody to understand you. I am not the one to do that. The therapist is the one to do that. And that is it. Yes. So that's how, to me, you treat depression. Yes.
I think depression, I mean, treating depression is not easy. Like, it's not easy at all. But then, I mean, if you want to be fine, you should make, like, a conscious effort. So I think I got to, like, aside the allergies thing, I really had like some bad moment, and then I couldn't talk to anyone. Like at that point, like I knew my friends were there, but picking up the phone to tell them that, you guys, this is what's happening, like, one, I don't want pity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't want anyone to say, oh, are you sure you're fine? And then at that point, everyone wants to give me attention. Call me when you need. No, I don't want that. So even after some time, when I picked up the phone, I couldn't tell them the problem. I just said, I've not been happy for some months now, and I've not, if they've noticed, which I'm not sure they did, I've not like really been online, so I might go offline. Well, at that point, I had some attention and all, but still, that's not what I wanted. Like, I don't want pity. I don't want you to. I didn't even know what I wanted at that point in time. But after some time, I started talking to like one specific person, and when we were talking, it's like, should I give you my therapist? Like, do you want to? It's like, nah, because I had, being a Ghanaian, I had that Ghanaian mentality that, oh, man, therapist there, then obey. The therapist said, as I went to talk to the person, let's go your keys to your mother or your. So it's like, nah, I'm a hard girl, I'll solve it on my own. But still, nah. Then I had a job, so it came at the right time. So I really became like very busy. I was like, right now, I'm really focusing on my job. I'm really doing, it's like me and God, right? Like, to help to the world, right? It's just me and God and my work. And I was just like doing that. And then it was working out for me, so it kind of built some trust with me and then my friend. So if like anything is happening, I'm like, even when I'm craving for food, it's like, yo, do you know I'm craving for this food, but I don't know what food I'm craving for. And then it has really helped me a lot. Even when like now the slightest thing, I just rush to her, like, yo, this, that's that. And now she does same, so it's like it has built this trust in between us. Even it's like she can pick up the phone and say, I want to vent. It's like, I'm coming to laugh here. Like, yeah, so it's more of like it's not just depression related stuff. It has become more of everything, where she runs through my social media like every single day, sharing links on Twitter, laughing here and there. So it's really nice when you have someone that you can rush to at any point in time. And then it doesn't have to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It's anyone. So, I mean, try and find someone like that. It also helps. But that doesn't mean that you should always be the victim. Like, every day you there, the worst problem is on your neck. It's like, imagine being, how would that person also feel? So, let's just try and, you know. Yeah, I think I'm done.
Okay, this was a good session. You would get the... Okay, so we're going to do a second session where we're going to rant. So I feel like... No, I don't feel like anything. Just watch out for that. It should be out in a few. So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. It has been a pleasure. And we'll see you in another one. Okay?
They feel like heaven.
Beautiful women.
Then be like seven.
But why then they both free?
I don't know.
Adesh, as she touch me, pain me, oh.
Ah, beg you, you won't shy ass for here.
Yes, sister, please don't touch me there.
You should say them a hand inside hard.
No, Charlie, something to be right for the yard.
Deserved, deserted, desert, desert, deserved, deserted, desert, desert.
Damn, she the wine like Burkina Faso.
Mama Sita Ke Paso, you from El Paso?
This be Africa, oh no be Mexico.
But this hot cocoa, they drive me loco.
Any che, Bogoli Gininu?
Hey, you the rat Bambara too.
Abiba, Kolafia, I fit to see your face.
Baby, she be alien from some serious place.
Yeesh, what a ridiculous waste.
If we know if we touch that immaculate waist.
For try squeeze down small, then try one a lock.
Yes.
Oh no, what the
focus? Drowsy, I know the fit wakey wakey. My whole body they achy achy. Bones feel like breaky breaky. She they whine like snaky snaky. This be real or fakey fakey. Some kind of mistakey stakey. Sick of wrong move we makey makey. Like one alive they takey takey.
Feel like we see these guys before.
We see Obolo for chopper, huh?
Yeah, where we see the bolero for the beach.
Slim Tuesday at the time with the just chief.
We are spot along game for the cafe as we browse.
As you almost drown, then she did the crowd.
Hey, she be the same girl for the club inside.
Hey, she should not make the go kwashe we for outside.